Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready.
I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
In 2012, former Orlando Magic GM John Gabriel was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Since then, he has become an advocate to raise awareness and funds. And joining us by phone to talk about it and to talk about the 2020 Virtual Walk for Parkinson's that will be held all during the month of April is John Gabriel. John, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Pleasure to be with you, Michael.
Now, this walk was originally scheduled for April 4th, but because of the circumstances we find ourselves in, it's going to be a virtual walk all month long, all of April. How does that work, John?
Well, it's us adjusting to the times that we live in. Instead of having just one day of walking and getting together to raise dollars for Parkinson's, we didn't want to lose the momentum we already had going. So with the month of April being Parkinson's Awareness Month, we decided to keep things going by having a virtual walk where people will be able to go on our website and also our PACF Facebook Walk for Parkinson's page and upload pictures of themselves, videos of themselves, get updates from our website as well as myself and our Parkinson's staff on the board of directors, and continue to raise dollars throughout the entire month.
So that's good. A lot of people have to postpone their entire events, but this is good that you're able to do it this way, huh?
It really is. The lion's share of dollars have been sent already to us, and we didn't want to disappoint people as well as not show our gratitude for their efforts, not only this year, Michael, but in prior years. We get a lot of repeat supporters. So we will be doing as much business as usual by sending out our Parkinson's Association April Awareness T-shirts, having awards for people who raise certain plateaus of funds, and for everybody that participated in what would be a normal walk occasion of our mile at Crane's Roost Park. We're going to do it online this year.
Now, for people who have heard of Parkinson's but are not quite sure what is Parkinson's disease?
Parkinson's disease is the brain's inability and the person's inability to create dopamine, which really controls so many symptoms of the body, from controlling your movement. That's why you see people with Parkinson's have tremor in their hands. Too much medicine for the Parkinson's movement can cause dyskinesia and dystonia, which is what you probably see a little bit more from Michael J. Fox in the rocking motion and uncontrollable leg motion. It can be treated really only one way, and that's with taking a dopamine supplement right now. But guys like Fox have raised millions and millions of dollars, but we hope that a cure is on the horizon for those to come after us.
Well, what is your story, John? You were diagnosed in 2012. Did you have any symptoms before that?
I was, of all places, over on our East Coast, relaxing with my family when I noticed my finger quiver, my ring finger, which led to a tremor. And then I sought out with my wife, Dorothy, to get second, third, and fourth opinions. It's one of the few times, Michael, where you say, God, just give me a little tumor on my brain that can be removed and not let it be Parkinson's. But inevitably, you accept the second and third and multiple opinions. And it was at Shands, at the University of Florida, that I ended up choosing as my primary Parkinson's doctor, and then proceeded on life from there.
How has your life changed in these 8 years?
Well, much of what we've heard today turned out to be Parkinson's, from a day-to-day basis, was the new normal for me. I had some big decisions, which a lot of people have to make at a certain point in time in their lives to let others know that they have it, so they're not worried about why you're tremoring or why there's a change in your normal daily habits. You know, I took a break. I had to take a break and left my job with the New York Knicks at the time for about a year and a half before re-engaging in my job now, which is an advisor for the Magic, and re-engaging in other projects like being part of the Parkinson's Association of Central Florida.
Well, let's talk about the Parkinson's Association of Central Florida. This is a great organization. They provide programs and therapy. Tell us about your involvement with them.
Well, I came on through an invitation from Marty Miller, who was our past president. I just, you know, took on the role of a board member, but tried to use what contacts I had made in my 14 years as a general manager and an executive for the Orlando Magic in getting in-kind sponsorship from people like Pepsi, Gatorade, anybody that was connected with the Magic. I reached out to them and sought out their support now in a different role. And in a simple way, tried to use whatever platform I still had from my contacts in Central Florida to bring to the table to the Parkinson's Association.
Now, they have they offer support groups, but they offer interesting therapies like music therapy.
Yeah, there's a variety of different support programs that really come and go based on how they're received from the public. There's boxing instructions, which is a way of getting people moving, which is probably the key element of treatment besides the drug therapy, would be to stay active. There's cycling. They found that cycling at a certain rate of speed can calm the tremors. There's actually people that cannot pedal fast enough to get the full effect, and they tandem stationary bike with a volunteer to bike. There's also, which we're getting into now, music therapy, playing instruments, singing, something called Big and Loud, which exercises the person that ends up speaking too softly and not loud enough to reengage in the community or at their work. So there's a lot of programs like that, and even new ones coming around as we perform these for our local community, which is continuing to grow, and also while we continue to look for a cure.
And you've got a lot of partnerships with, well, for instance, the Orlando Museum of Art. They provide an art program.
Yeah, they do. I was an art teacher coming out of college, so I've done a few pieces myself and donated them to auctions. And I found it, and people find it, to be a way of really lowering your stress, taking care of yourself, and continuing to be creative. But our partnerships are very important to us, as you mentioned, with the Art Museum here off of Mills Road in Central Florida, as well as Advent Health, formerly Florida Hospital, and many other relationships that we continue to develop and get support from.
Well, John, if somebody is going through this, maybe they were just recently diagnosed, or there may be a caregiver who is or trying to help and understand people who are going through it, what would you say to them? What would you say to the person that's just starting out, they've just been diagnosed? And
number one, to be probably a little overly blunt, is that diagnosis of Parkinson's isn't a death sentence. And to reach out to people, because you're not alone. One person is diagnosed every 9 minutes in the United States. It's surpassing many other debilitating movement disorders for some reason around the country. And advise people to reach out to friends, family, and maybe specifically for this phone, for this interview, Parkinson's Association of Central Florida, which is parkinsonscf.org. ParkinsonsCF.org. And you can find out about the programming that's available and also the people that are living a life much like your own, some professionally, some at home. And you brought up a good point, caretakers or caregivers or care supporters, those that are either married to someone or in a relationship with someone that has PD. There are support groups for those people as well.
Do you find, because some people with, you know, suffering through disabilities, they say, I just want to be treated normal. Do you find people not treating you normal? Or what? How do you want to be treated, John?
You know, it's like a tug of war. It's a tough question. When I told the Knicks, the New York Knicks staff that I had it, the basketball staff, well, somebody asked the question, what can I do for you? And I did say that. I said, treat me like you always did. But, you know, that's where dealing and talking to people that have been in the same shoes as a caregiver. You know, there's a sense by us that have Parkinson's, and I do, to want to be independent. And yet we know that people lovingly reach out to pull out a chair, get a meal or a drink for somebody, or else leave in little things that you want to do on your own. And it's a challenge for the caretaker to read, you know, our minds on every movement and every action. So it's a give and take, but, you know, knowing that it's done out of the love of someone's heart and their compassion, you learn to work it out. It's a little bit like a two-year-old who wants to be on their own, but yet doesn't want to leave the parent.
Well, information is key, John, and one way we can find out how to help people is to sign up for the virtual walk, which takes place all of next month. How do we sign up for the walk?
If you want to sign up for the walk, you can go to our website, which is parkinsonscf.org, or go on our PACF Facebook Walk for Parkinson's and sign up. And, you know, it sort of dovetails for people that have interest, the support in that you can not only sign up, but we encourage people to create a team, whether it's your own family members or the people that you're at this time emailing and texting, and ask them to join your team and raise money that way as well. Those are the two main ways to be part of what's going to be an exciting month for us, with April being Parkinson's Awareness Month.
Amazingly enough, it might be better since it's going to take place all of April instead of just on one day, huh?
Yeah, we would like to see the momentum carry throughout the month, obviously, and we're going to monitor on a daily basis our website and have messages sent out from myself, from our Parkinson's board, and highlight photographs, messages, and videos from people that partake in the Parkinson's Awareness Month.
All right, so if you want to help out and join the 2020 Virtual Walk for Parkinson's, go to the Parkinson's Association of Central Florida's website, which is ParkinsonCF.org, ParkinsonCF.org, and you can sign up for the virtual walk, and they have all sorts of information on how you could help or get help or just become maybe a caregiver for somebody. It gives you an idea of how to work that out. And also, it's just another way of, you know, like we said, information is key. So it's the 2020 Virtual Walk for Parkinson's that'll be held all during the month of April. Go to ParkinsonCF.org. Well, John Gabriel, we all wish you health and happiness, and thank you for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thanks so much for having us, Michael.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.